Welcome to Nerdy Thursday.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man.
I will never betray my Goondock friends. We will stick together until the whole world ends. Through heaven and hell and nuclear war, good pals like us will stick like tar. In the city or the country or the forest or the boonies, I am proudly declared a fellow Goonie.
Welcome, everybody, to the first official Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like beers, games, and nerd culture in general. And each Thursday, we invite you to hang out with us while we laugh, cry, and give each other shit.
All right, Sean, what I'm going to start off by doing is reading the best review the Goonies got through Metacritic. We got a score of an 80 here. It's a movie. It has crooks, bats, cobwebs, skeletons, a lovable monster, and an underground grotto, and a treasure hidden by some of the most considerate, clue-loving pirates who ever lived. Their ghostly ship is the movie's piece de la resistance.
Yeah, I honestly don't even know how it gets better than that.
It makes it sound like the best movie ever made. I don't know if that's my opinion of it. But before
well,
we
wrong.
Continue, every good show has a disclaimer. So what I did for you is I went ahead and printed out The Parent's Guide to the Goonies off of IMDb. And I highlighted some of my favorite parts, and I'd just love to hear you read some of it so the listeners know what to look out for.
Dear Jesus. Can I spoil anything off of here?
Mm-hmm.
I can. Okay. Well, there's actually a sex and nudity category for this, which is pretty great seeing how this is rated PG back in the 80s. A lot of titties in PG movies back then. Have you ever seen... did you ever see Swamp Thing?
No. I have not watched Swamp Thing. But there was a lot of boobies.
There was boobies everywhere. Well, this has got a 4 out of 10 for sex and nudity, which is pretty crazy, seeing how, again, it is PG and a kid's adventure movie. There is a ceramic statue of a male dude, and his cock breaks off. I am paraphrasing here, but seriously, there's seriously a statue of a dude on a table whose wiener snaps off.
And this is right at the beginning.
Yeah, this is literally presenting this movie to you. This is a movie about naked statues. One of the kids actually says it's his mom's favorite part.
You can only imagine what the parents talk about
in the house.
That was Mikey,
wasn't it?
Yeah, because Mikey's house. You can just imagine what his parents say. And then as we go later into the movie and you see as the kids are driving by the museum and he works there, we're not going to talk about yet how he's just a dirtbag, but working at the museum, you can only imagine what goes on in that house.
Absolutely.
When he gets home from work.
Let's do something real quick. If we're going to talk about sex and nudity, can you name one other character in this movie who the wiener is probably their favorite part?
That's the easiest question I've ever been asked while I'm talking about a movie.
That's probably false, but...
Andy is the biggest slut I have ever seen in any movie I've ever watched. Easily.
Hands down. She's the biggest whore ever. I think... So we watched this a couple days ago. Just, you know, get our refreshers. I know that it's the greatest movie ever made. That's coming from me. You're shaking your head. Whatever. I'm sure we'll find you down in the 60s or whatever. But I never realized how much of a whore Andy was. Until we watched this movie.
It's because you never... when's the last time you watched it as an adult? And just thought about the different parts and dissected it instead
like
of just enjoying
ago.
It.
Like 2 months ago. Well, I didn't dissect it.
Exactly. That's what we did when we went into it this time.
Yeah.
We were watching for all these little things.
Like, watching it, I was pretty innocent, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is great. I love this adventure movie. And then, of course, we're watching it, and I'm like, holy shit. Andy just wants to make out with everybody. She wants this guy's ding-dong. He wants this guy's ding-dong. Like, whew!
Well, she starts out the movie with Troy. in the car hanging out.
But
that, if you keep reading, that's one of the things in there. He's using the mirror to check him out.
Yeah.
The girl's in the car. Then she's always looking at Bran. There's the gas station cutscene.
Even before that, Bran's talking about making it with Andy.
Yeah.
Even before Troy's in the car, like, Andy's being passed around like a joint at a party at high school.
Puff, puff, pass.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure it's literally just puff, pass with Andy.
It does seem to be that quick. Especially because we get down into the bottom, into the caves, and she's making out with Mikey, wondering why she's never noticed Bran's...
Braces. Yeah.
So not only is she a slut, but she's stupid.
She is stupid. And there's a lot of stupid characters in this movie.
We don't even want to go there because we're going to blow way past our time limit if we talk about how stupid they all are.
I'm just
going to
get into this real quick. I'm fairly certain Mikey is retarded.
Yeah, he does have some form
of
mental retardation.
On the spectrum somewhere.
Not sure where.
But if I were to throw a dart and if I hit the spectrum... I feel like he's on somewhere around that dart.
But plus, you got him. He definitely gets it from his mother because they just can't say words.
Yes.
Like, I wrote one of them down because we were taking our notes, and it was rectum pactum that he said. And I don't know if he meant referendum for something in the town or what. It's still blowing my mind. Like, I'm going to have to go back and watch the movie again just to see what he was talking about.
Yeah. I actually, like, my eyes are going to this one in specific. It literally says there are several brief glimpses of the cheerleaders' bloomers throughout the film.
I highlighted that one on purpose.
Who's the cheerleader? Is that Andy?
I think they mean Andy.
Yeah.
I
never once saw that ever in my viewing. I don't want to go back and try to view that.
Oh, it's when he's looking in the mirror. That's right when it is.
Wait, you can actually see that?
Yeah, he adjusts the mirror.
It says several. But it also says it's no way portrayed sexually.
That's false.
Yeah, that's
why else are you trying to look at bloomers?
Yeah, she's... men wrestle, knock heads, try to choke each other. By the way, this isn't sex and nudity. That's violence and gore.
Yeah, we've moved on. We probably should have said that.
Because that would be really weird. They escape death from multiple booty traps throughout the film.
Now, if I could jump in to read this part of the parents' guide, just because I love just bad words.
Yeah.
So, on a profanity scale, it's a 4 out of 10, because there's quite a bit. And they use things as balls, bullshit, holy shit, cut the shit, damn, pissing. And probably my favorite one is S-H-I-T.
Did they hit the limit? You know why they said that, right?
Why? I don't know.
That was Data. He made a promise to his parents, the character who played Data, that he wouldn't curse in the film, and he was scripted to say shit, so he just yelled out S-H-I-T. So he could get around the promise that he made to his parents. Now, I'm not going to lie.
It's super cute.
If I made that promise to my parents and I did that, I would have been beaten senseless as a kid. And... I'm old, but I'm kind of at that point where when this movie was out, I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
So the abuse I would have taken, I can't even imagine what it would have been to a kid in the early 80s.
That poor child.
Exactly. That poor little Asian child. I also did hear that shit and any mutations on that was uttered 14 times.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive. There's some pretty frightening and intense scenes, such as the image of a retarded and physically deformed man that may scare younger audiences. This is also, by the way, guys, why we don't do a video podcast. Because Mitch...
Like, if you want to picture it, picture Sloth, but just a smaller forehead.
Yeah. Yeah. His eye is kind of even, though. But not in the greatest way.
Teeth, awful.
Actually, let's be honest. Anyone who's listening to this probably sees our profile picture that has you in it.
Yeah, but then they're like, he kind of does.
He does look really
Well, I'm actually surprised they said that, but no, it works.
All right, so getting into the movie. I know in the pilot episode, which not everybody heard... But we did send it out to a few people. We do have a copy. If you want it, reach out to us.
If we take off, that'll have to be a special release for
never mind. Who fuck you guys. If you want to pay us, you can get it.
That's what I was talking about, but I didn't want to say it that way. Go with the Goodfellas method. Fuck you, pay me. I like that.
We did talk about the Goonies relatively early, and I don't know if this was coming at the heel. This was right before we talked about A Christmas Story, so you may have been anticipating that, but you shat all over this.
I did shit all over this.
You did shit all over this movie.
And rewatching it,
I'm pretty sure you unbuttoned, unzipped, and took a steaming dump on this movie.
Yeah, I don't even think you've cleaned it off the floor yet.
I haven't.
It's probably still smeared in there a little bit.
Yeah, my house cleaning habits haven't been that great as of late.
The thing is, though, I ran back. We watched it again, and it's not because it's an early 80s movie, like a mid-80s movie.
Yeah.
And because I can appreciate those, I still, like I said before, just never saw it as being believable.
Treasure maps aren't a thing. Shut the fuck up.
Which is fun, because I say a lot of crazy bullshit and can half believe it. Such as, dinosaurs were never real. We've never gone to the moon.
Shut the fuck up.
I said half believe.
Oh, hold on.
There's a lot of crazy shit that you can say.
I can't even deal with this right now. I can't even do it. I've never heard maps? You say no. That second one.
Pirate maps? That's fiction.
You believe that dinosaurs weren't real over there's no treasure maps?
I didn't say over. Definitely not over.
Okay. But barring that.
If I found a treasure map, I'd be less likely to follow it than being like, oh, that's a dinosaur bone. That's real.
Why would
real.
You follow the treasure map? Do you Where's like Treasure Island? Me? Do you like the movie Treasure Island? Have you seen Muppets? Muppet Treasure Drive?
Of course I've seen Muppet Treasure
Have
Island.
Have you seen Treasure Planet?
No.
Great movie. You should watch Treasure Planet.
Okay, well, we have the myth that there's a bunch of Haitian, or not Haitian, Hessian, German Hessian treasure Haitian. Buried in Dalton.
We have the same exact myth about in Great Barrington.
Okay.
In the caves, right?
I've never explored Great Barrington, really.
Oh, okay.
But why aren't you out there looking for it, then?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a map. If I went upstairs to that chick's apartment upstairs, right, and I just booted in the door, and I'm like, yo, whatever your name is.
Oh, I'm glad you have all this Revolutionary War, Berkshire County stuff just laying around.
You saw her when you came in. She's weird as fuck.
Good point.
Exactly. So if I went up there and I booted in that door and I found a map and it was leading me to a treasure in Dalton, you bet your sweet petunias I'm going after that.
I don't have petunias. I don't even know what that phrase means.
I think it means like booties or something like that, like booties for kids.
Well, if we can just jump from that back to the movie and talk about your neighbor having just random shit in her house. This is the perfect time to talk about Mikey's dad being a scumbag.
He's a fucking thief!
The guy stole half the stuff that should be in the museum.
Yeah. Dude, I never realized that before we watched it this time. That everything that's in that attic should be in the museum.
Like, and I understand that it's just a colonial house, and we have a bunch of those. Like, I've been up to the Peru Museum.
Yeah.
It's literally one room with just a bunch of junk in it.
Uh-huh.
But it's basically the same thing for them, but you think they'd have, like, a satellite warehouse or location or something.
But they do show the museum in the movie, and it's a pretty big house. Like, it's a pretty big colonial.
Yeah, but you have to figure it's full. Send all that One-Eyed Willie pirate stuff down to Portland, where there's a bigger museum.
Absolutely.
That happens all the time.
Absolutely. And when you take into account, like, woo, actually what's in the attic there, if you actually stack all that together, that's a couple of boxes.
Where do they keep...
Oh,
that is not boxes. That is tons and tons of shit. Where do they keep their Christmas, like, decorations and Halloween decorations? Where is all their extra stuff?
That's true. Probably in the drawers with all the cocaine and cockroaches, right?
Good call.
According to Mel. But let's be real, also, why the fuck are there, like, lava lamps and those electric lamps up in the attic, just sitting there set up?
I think
like
if we
this
go
is
back,
rare shit, right?
Yeah.
This is rare shit. That stuff can break and cause a fire. You're gonna put that stuff at risk?
Like you said, he's a dirtbag. Like you said, why is half the store awesome pirate memorabilia and historical artifacts, and the other half is a Spencer's gift store?
Yeah,
that's basically what it was. And I was just like, I didn't think of that when we were watching it, but you said it, and I was like, that was, he nailed it. That's a 10 out of 10 description of their app.
Absolutely, there's so much shit in there.
Only other thing I'd love to see up there is if Mouth was right. And you know he was. There was a sexual torture device somewhere in that room.
Dude, imagine if there's like an Iron Maiden with like just a mouth cut out that like you just toss some chick into an Iron Maiden and you're just like, rah, rah, rah.
You said the bed with the nails coming up. There's some crazy shit up there. We need to explore the rest of that.
That's amazing. Mm. Oh my god.
I was watching a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles DVD.
What season? Are we talking about
what
New
season?
World?
No, this was the movie.
Oh.
And I think it was the original movie.
Like,
but
the
they had
one
a
the...
yeah. But they had a sort like a sewer game. Like you got to decide which direction you got to go and you looked for the pizza.
Like it was in the DVD special
like,
features.
Yeah, special features.
Yep.
They should do that with the Goonies. And like but with the attic, and you just search the attic to see what you can find up there.
That's pretty dope.
That would be a pretty sweet game that I would try out.
That is pretty awesome. Did you know, have you seen Castaway with Tom Hanks?
A lot of it. It'd be like this. I can remember, like, I know most of the story,
yeah,
but I don't remember the details.
All right, this is actually really shitty for me to bring up because I don't know the resolution. But there's actually a way, if you pull up the DVD menu, they're like, there's a code you can put in with the directionals, and it will lead you to what's in that box that he won't open.
Shut up.
No joke. No joke.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's in it. I probably should have researched this and kind of foreseen this coming.
Man, that was a sweet topic to bring up.
But anyone who's listening, if you do know and you want to let us know, twitter.com/NerdyThursday or facebook.com/NerdyThursday. Let us know. Join up. Join the conversation.
If you don't want to tell us what's in the box, tell us how to find out what's in the box.
What's in the box?
Make it an adventure. Draw us a map of how we can find what's in the box that Tom Hanks never opened.
Draw us a map to the nearest Hollywood Video that's still around.
Did they go out of business?
Cricket, 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 cricket.
Is there one left?
No, I did see something on Facebook recently where this dude does have, I don't know if it's Blockbuster or Hollywood Video, but he still has an actual one of those in his town, which just blows my fucking mind.
I thought you were going to say just the video, and I was like, man, that's going to be overdue.
You know what, though? Netflix is making a comeback, man. Or not Netflix, but Redbox.
Redbox, yeah. People love to stop and actually pick out a movie.
Imagine if right on this corner right here, we had a Redbox store. You know what pisses me off is when I go to Redbox and they don't have the fucking movie I'm looking for.
Then you just check the app and see which other box has it.
Nah.
We have like 6 boxes right around us.
Yeah, but there's only a differential of like 3 movies and 2 video games.
What would be sweet is if there was a whole store dedicated to having the movie that you wanted to watch.
Which is crazy because that's Blockbuster/Hollywood Video. Maybe they just need to rebrand to Redbox. Fuck it. Red Store.
That might work.
I don't know. Dude, I actually saw you looking in a Redbox the other day for PS4 games, and they had one fucking game. That made no sense.
Yeah, I figured I'd take a glance.
And I looked, and I'm like, that game looks stupid.
Plus, I was only really looking at the Redbox because that guy was over there just dropping mad beats while he was pushing carts around. That was really the only reason. Like, I wanted to just walk in there and grab the stuff we grabbed for the soup, but no.
Yeah.
That guy was dropping fire, and I was just like, no, I gotta check the red box.
Dude, he's pushing cards like, I am the angel of death, and I come to take your soul.
And it's just like, and it was perfect, because like everybody that walked by was just looking at him like, is this guy for real?
Dude, it's
everybody
so
got
nuts
through the door, too, and then you just hear people laughing. Guy was enjoying himself, though. If you can have that much fun at work, you're probably in the right job.
I should almost go back and get one of those things. You remember back in high school when you had those people that had, they couldn't take notes, like they sucked at like writing down their homework, and they had recorders? I wish I had a recorder. That was you, wasn't it?
No.
Moron. You stupid
idiot. I should have done that. I'm stupid for not doing that.
But I knew a couple people. I wish I had one of those to record that motherfucker every time I go, and I would make a fucking mixtape with that guy. I would just lay that shit down. And that would be pretty fly, because I know some pretty dumb people that would buy that shit. Anyways, back to the Goonies.
Yes.
That was a pretty gnarly segue, or tangent. But back to the Goonies, like the attic, blah, 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 characters. They get to the restaurant. They're looking on the map. They're trying to get down there. And, you know, I love the part where Chunk gets caught and, you know, he's telling all those ridiculous stories.
That kid is a storyteller.
He really is.
I know he got nominated for the best, like, best performance of a younger actor.
Yeah.
He should have won.
Mikey won, right?
That was amazing. Sean Astin? That was a different...
different category?
No, same category, different award show. I forget which one's which.
Gotcha. Like the Kids' Choice Awards?
Yeah, but they didn't have that back then, but yeah. Probably the...
Nickelodeon was pretty boss. Yeah. So Chunk is such a great character. I love the fact that he can smell ice cream through a fucking freezer. That's amazing. I love how fucking clumsy he is. There's this thing going around on Facebook right now. Name your three fictional characters. I'm actually probably going to have to go ahead and commit to Chunk for one of those.
You didn't say that. We've talked about this. Yeah. Off this. Why would you pick Chunk now?
Because it just dawned on me. What am I, Robin Hood? I'm Neville from Harry Potter.
I said Ron Weasley.
You're
check,
wrong.
Check the profile picture.
You're wrong. And you decided to do that I'm a tumor from Family Guy. But I feel like it's more Chunk.
I'm just saying. The I'm a tumor from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Ron Weasley.
Okay.
And if I was going to give you a third one, that's going to take me some time. I didn't expect us to talk about this, so...
Well, we didn't have to. I know I'm Chunk, so you can just shut the fuck up.
Actually, I'll give you a Goonies.
You're going to give me a Goonies? All right.
If you were going to have a Goonie character...
Mouth, all day.
That would definitely work. It's like a mix between Mouth and Data.
Like, if it wasn't Chunk, it's Mouth all day, because I say some stupid shit all the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we were out last night drinking, watching Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And you couldn't keep your mouth shut, and every time you talked...
You mean a couple nights ago? It's Thursday, bro.
Whoop!
Oh, that face was priceless. Yeah, I would say some pretty stupid shit, but yeah. So are you. Whatever.
Thanks for confusing me. It's like, shit, I got something to do right now.
Full disclosure, it's not Thursday, guys. While we're recording. But anyways, they get down into the caves, right? And this is what made me, as a kid, I loved this shit.
Rewind.
No.
We gotta talk about how they got into the cave.
We don't have to.
Yeah, because it's you want to skip over it because it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Please continue back into the caves.
It wasn't that exciting. We gotta get into the fun shit. This is what we come to the movie for. Nobody watches Pirates of the Caribbean to watch some dialogue. Nah, you listen for the music and you listen for the pirate scenes. And that's a great fucking movie, too.
I know. I love that movie.
Yeah, that movie's great. There was this one day that I watched it 3 times in a row.
Which one?
First one.
The Black Pearl?
Yeah. Watched it normal, and then I watched both of the director's commentaries.
I'm not going to lie, I've done that.
I'm not even going
to... Not with that movie, but I've done that with movies. You watch it through, and then you watch it with the director.
Yeah.
Then you watch it with all the actors talking.
Yeah, you're having a slow day, and you're just like, fuck, I want to know more about this movie. And next thing you know that scene where it was sinking?
Uh-huh.
They filmed it in reverse, pulling it up. Boom.
That's lame.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Movie magic is awful.
Yeah, it's magical.
What they should do is just... Like the Goonies did. You start at the beginning, and you work your way through, and then when you get to the end, you bring Chunk back, and they're all excited.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't know what actually happened to him. He could have died, and they would just been like...
Half the crew didn't even know what was going on with Chunk.
No, exactly. That's what I mean. So when he comes back, they're all excited, and you can actually get, like, legit reactions, but, like, he could have died. Like, the Fratellis could have killed him, and they still wouldn't have known, and then, the movie ends, and they just... Do would they have been like, what happened to Chunk?
Chunk clearly didn't make it to the police. Oh my god, that's great. But in all seriousness, the getting into the caves is one of my favorite parts of this entire movie because it opens up that real sense of exploration, that adventure.
That is where the most, like, you know, it's kind of lame, I'd say so, kind of boring, going all the way up to that point. But then you get in the caves, and that's, like, where real adventure starts.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm thinking, like, D&D along the lines.
Yeah.
Riddles and clues and for sure. Searching for certain things.
What are you going to pick? Let's roll a die. You know? See what happens. But, you know, in terms of what you just said, before it gets to that point, yeah, it's not as fun. And it's not as exciting, but it's a lot of fun to hear exactly how the kids interact, because that's exactly how we would have interacted when we were kids. You know, when they're trashing on Chunk the entire time.
Yeah, that's your little brother.
Yeah, yeah, that's Shane. You know, I got a picture of your mom naked. I'll sell it back to you. Why you? But my brother's a pussy, so he probably just would have been like, oh man, Shane. I'm sorry if you're listening.
Yeah. So when you do listen, I just still have. I'm gonna tell everybody this story. It's my favorite memory of your brother. Mm-hmm. So they just put the pool in. The parents are building the deck. So this deck is half done. Like, you come down the stairs and you got to kind of jump to get to the part that's done. And we're doing cannonballs and they're still working on it. But eventually they got sick of working on it. So they're taking, like, break. They're drinking beers. Poor Shane is ready to do the best cannonball of his life. Takes a step back to get a running chart. Takes a step back to get a little more room. Third step. Forgets the porch isn't done. And you look at him, and he's just gone. And all of a sudden, you just hear...
Dude, it's hilarious because, like, that was almost something from Bugs Bunny. Mm. Or the Looney Tunes, where, like...
I saw the little mushroom cloud of how fast he fell.
Dude, you look back, and his little fucking feet almost looked like they were going a million miles a minute. It was like... Which is so funny. I mean, clearly, it's probably not what happened, but thinking back, dude,
that's good stuff.
He was falling off a fucking cliff. Like, he was Wile E. Coyote. I think that's what it is.
I'm going to have to go ahead and fact check that for next time.
Okay, Hillary.
Hello. Never record after a debate again.
So this is what, as a kid, back to the caves, got me super amped. You know my basement. It was just, it's got shit set up. It's got pipes going everywhere. It's got the door. And that would set up, like, time.
Yeah, tell me about your booby traps.
My booby traps? Booby traps.
Yeah, no, booty traps.
Booby traps.
No, it's booby traps. I listened to the way they said it the whole time.
It's booby traps. Anyways, back to the story. So I'd have stuff set up. So as soon as someone walked into the basement, shit would start to happen. Usually it would end with someone getting hit with a soccer ball or something. But, you know, originality. But these parts were so great because it got down in there and it was just kids. You didn't have to worry about adults. These kids were trying to survive. They were trying to figure out these puzzles. And let's be honest, there are no Indiana Jones.
No, they're not.
But I think
even if they stole one of their actors.
Well, Short Round can... Is that Short Round? That's not Short Round, is it?
Data?
Yeah. Is that Short Round?
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie's way better than Indiana Jones.
We're not friends anymore. I'm leaving.
That's probably not getting to the fact that the score is much better in Indiana Jones because John Williams is a fucking beast.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, I love this part of the movie and all the things. And they run into Chester Copperpot.
Oh, yeah.
They find a fucking baseball card in his pocket. I'm like, seriously?
If there's one thing I carry around with me when I go on an adventure...
It's a condom.
It's my Troy Aikman rookie football card, just in case. Just in case.
Right behind the condom.
But yeah, something's got to protect it.
That's amazing.
All right.
Oh my god.
Let's talk about something that kind of is it's definitely more relevant, and everybody seemed to enjoy it. And it's still super nerdy.
Yep.
Whoever, I forget the brothers that did it, whoever did Stranger Things, loved this movie.
Yeah.
Because they stole...
Are you going where I think you're going?
One of the characters, and basically...
You are.
Upgraded her.
Yeah.
To be a little more obnoxious.
Are you talking about Barb?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Barb is basically Steph.
Yeah, 100%.
Like down to the look exactly.
She wore her glasses for a little less time. That was about it. That was the difference.
You know that the only reason she took the glasses off in The Goonies is because she broke them on purpose because she hated them so much?
That I never heard.
Yeah, she claimed that she accidentally broke the glasses, but she really broke them so she didn't have to wear them anymore for the rest of the movie. Which is great. I mean, that's a non sequitur to what we're talking about. But, I mean, Barb is 100% Steph. I mean, down to the look, the clothing, the glasses, the
prudish nature. Why are you acting like a slut?
Yeah, the prudish nature to her slutty friend. Like, dude, it is 100% her. The only thing that could have made it better is if one of them motherfucking skeletons on the ship came to life and murdered the shit out of her.
True. And now that we're actually just talking about Barb and Steph.
Yeah.
Think about Stranger Things as a whole.
Yeah.
That is very Goonie-ish.
It really is.
Now that we talked about
that
it again.
That was such an incredible show. Anyone who's listening who hasn't watched Stranger Things, you really need to get on that. That first episode is a little weird. It's a little supernatural. Like it almost throws you off with the supernaturality of it. But it is so worth it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought, like you said, if you can get hooked on the first one, it's awesome. Everybody who asks me my opinion, I say 4 through 6 is the slump, and then 7 and 8.
I got really hooked on number 3, because I wasn't a big fan of the first one. I actually watched that in like 3 separate days just to try to get into it because everyone was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I watched the one where it was more focused on the kid going... this isn't even a spoiler. It's in the fucking, you know, the summary. But the kid goes missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, this show's kind of weird. Like, kind of messed up. But man, right after that, it just grabs you.
Yeah, and it skyrockets.
It soars. You know what movie it makes me think of? It makes me think of E.T.
That makes sense.
In the pacing of the show.
Okay.
It feels like E.T. And I really love E.T. You know what? I just watched the extended version of E.T. recently.
Well, yeah. It was the 25th anniversary?
Recently? Yeah. The one where they show the bathtub scene. Like, I was watching this, and I was watching it. I'm like, what is going on? As soon as it got to the bath, I was like, what? I've never seen this before. And I've seen this as much as Forrest Gump.
Ooh.
Which I've seen a lot.
This is another good movie. Okay. Let's go back to what we're supposed to be talking about again.
Yeah, yeah.
And continue to get nerdy about the Goonies. Have you ever played the Goonies 2 video game?
I have. I honestly think that we wouldn't be capable of even doing this podcast if we didn't at least look into this game beforehand. And let's be honest, it's been on my shelf for the past like 3 years. So... it's awful.
It is awful. Spoiler. I played a little bit earlier, and if anybody wants to see how far I got, let's talk about another terrible, terrible thing that the Nintendo system had, but was, you know, something that was decent, especially compared to other games.
Yep.
There was actually a continue feature on here, which I didn't know, but as soon as it loaded, I saw that and went, you gotta be kidding me.
So bad.
So I went until I died. And I got the password, and these are ridiculous.
Awful.
So if you want to see how far I got and save yourself 2 minutes getting into the game, put my password in. It's 1, left arrow, 5, 5A, left arrow, quote, left arrow, 7555, left arrow, 2.
That's left arrow, 2. Like, there's literal arrows in the password.
Yeah.
I played Metroid as a kid. They had easier fucking passwords.
Let's talk about how they're using the quote. Why is there a quote in the middle of it?
There's a fucking quotation. Like, somebody looked at a keyboard and they went, all right, all of these buttons are part of this fucking password. I'm really surprised Caps Lock didn't come up on there.
Dude, my drunk texts are more coherent than this password.
Debatable.
And that's saying something, because I've gone back and looked at some of my texts. They are not pretty.
Debatable. Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's get back to the movie. I know that we hit upon that thing. They end up finding they go down the water slide. They play the organ. They get into the water. Honestly, let's be real. Anyone who's listening to this has probably seen The Goonies, right? Can we agree on that?
I would say that's a fair assumption.
So you guys are just listening to us blow smoke up your ass and, you know, have a good time. But I want to get into the nitty gritty of it and just recover the fact that Andy is a whore.
I don't think we can stress that enough.
Yeah, she really is. Like, I took notes on this movie, and I think there was at least 7 or 8 times that I wrote down Andy's a slut. but, you know, just watch it again and pay attention. But I want to ask you, what was your favorite aspect of this movie? What was your favorite aspect, and what was your favorite character?
Favorite aspect, I have to agree with you, is giving Chunk his own story and breaking him off of everybody else. And not even when he meets Sloth and then they go through the cave, because then we were asking each other questions the whole time of how these 5 extra people just played catch up and got there within 7 minutes.
Jason Voorhees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You said that, too. They Friday the 13th the shit out of the kids by just continuing to walk.
Those motherfuckers. Mama Fratelli?
She is a scary bitch.
Yo, that bitch is... She's hunched over and just trudging along.
Trucking along.
Dude, she was like Mrs. Trunchbull from fucking Matilda.
Nice.
Right? That's what that made me think of. And she's just trudging along, right? And next thing you know, they're right on their tails.
Yeah.
How'd they get down that pit? That Data fell
down.
She
wouldn't even fit through that hole.
And fucking crotch rocketed up with his dick chompers to the ceiling.
That's a good question. That was one of the big things I had.
Yeah.
Isn't because it goes to Chunk, and then it cuts back, and then they're all down there. And then, but you do see the rope. We saw that there was the rope.
There was a rope, but... Okay, but, that's true.
But unless Sloth is carrying Chunk down, and I don't know how the Fratellis did it, but that... Like, there was parts of that...
There's no way Chunk's getting down.
It's just not making sense
for
the whole story to continue. Yeah. You have to look past that. And growing up, it makes it even harder to go back and watch it.
I do just want to go back and cover the fact that I said Dick Chompers, because that's fucking hilarious. What is your favorite character?
Your favorite character is whatever his face, Fratelli, that breaks out. And only because I know you enjoyed this scene... is when Chunk starts talking and he just can't... He can't handle it. He just starts laughing at the poor kid and he's just like, this can't be real. Like, this can't be real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he brings him to Chunk? Oh, no, no, no! The Fratelli that's laughing when Chunk is telling
the story. Yeah, Chunk's telling the story.
Oh, my God! That's one of my favorite parts of the movie. It's like, and I lean over the balcony and I just go, and this dude's just fucking cranking up.
Thank mom and over. And then they start puking on each other. It was awful. And the guy's just like, no way.
Dude, it's so fucking funny because he's just looking at Chunk in disbelief. Like, I cannot believe this kid is fucking saying this shit.
Well, that's what happens when you tell a kid, tell me everything.
Yeah.
And he literally started from when he could remember
everything
until that morning.
Okay. Shut up, Mimsy. But that's your favorite character?
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Do you have a favorite part of the movie?
Favorite part of the movie would be... not really. Can't say that I do. Except for... The quarter or nickel or whatever coming back after Troy wishes to make it with Andy and it just pops back up. I thought that was good.
What'd you wish? To make it with Andy.
It comes right back out the hole. That was your favorite character?
That's pretty funny. I love Mouth all day. Mouth is my favorite character just because, you know, I say that Chunk's probably me, like he's my spirit animal, but let's be real. like mouth in reality 90% of the time is me. You know, he just says whatever is on his mind, and he just says really dumb stuff, and
oh, yeah.
He pushes buttons, but he thinks he's hilarious, but he's not.
That's you.
Yeah,
in a nutshell.
That's
yeah.
me in a fucking nutshell.
So, man. What about your favorite scene in the movie?
My favorite scene? I love when they come out of the water slide. The reaction, like, knowing that their reaction, because they weren't allowed to see the ship beforehand, their reaction to seeing that ship is genuine. And it's just, like, knowing that now, seeing that, it's just, it feels so real.
I'd actually want to see, like, because they had to reshoot it.
Yeah,
because they all, fucking like, swore. Yeah. So well, I'd love to see the initial shot. Like, that'd be amazing.
Even what you see
But
in
even
that,
what you see is really
I,
good.
I think part of that's still kind of real. Like, some of the reactions. Because you can't fake what you see. Like, whoa.
Like, even though you pointed out when they all, like, if you watch it real close, they all have their eyes closed and they're all trying to look away and not see it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely my favorite part of the movie. Well, okay. My second favorite part, because I love me some fucking Cyndi Lauper.
All right.
And if we're going to jump back into the Goonies 2 video game, that's the best part of that fucking game, is the whole chiptune version of the Goonies are good enough. The only down part of that game is the level's not long enough for you to hear the best part of the song. You're going down a fucking ladder, and you're like... Hold on, just one second. Let me hear the chorus, please. You know, but yeah, I think if you were to give this a final rating for you,
my rating,
your rating of this show, this movie, this adventure, where would you take us?
Well, see, now you're asking me a lot of different questions. So you got like
no, it's,
you
had it's
like
all the three, same.
You had like no, because there's definitely two different questions.
No.
So what rating system should I use?
Let's right now go from an ant's a Bug's Life to Treasure Island.
I don't know what that scale means.
Then use whatever the fuck you want.
Here, I'm gonna give you the same questions, and I'll give you a scale.
Okay.
So, watching the movie, it's Sloth locked in his room.
Yep.
On a chain.
Yep.
Clearly strong enough to break out because he does.
Oh yeah.
So my question for you is, how many baby Ruths would you rate this movie?
Oh man, is there an upper limit?
I guess we'll say 1 to 5 baby Ruths.
1 to 5 baby Ruths. Alright, for everyone listening, this may come as a surprise because it may have sounded like we shat on this movie this entire time. It really does, but I still have to give it 4 and a half.
4 and a half baby Ruths.
4 and a half baby Ruths, because in my heart and my soul, if I'm not sitting here looking at it and analyzing all the stupid shit that happens in it, this is a great movie. This is a lot of fun, and I can watch it over and over again. I think it's amazing, and 4 and a half I think is fair.
Okay. Now, for your second question, you asked me what did I think of the adventure. So I have to ask you, if you're going to roll a D20 with a DC of 12, what number pops up on the rating for an adventure?
17.
That's fair. I like that.
Because it's 18 for butt stuff. These are kids.
Nobody's going to know what that means yet. You shouldn't have used that. We were holding on to that.
Oh, that's a deep cut. Before the podcast.
So, now, if you want to give me a different scale, I'll be able to answer your question.
Same exact thing. I'm stealing it.
Fine, you can steal it.
No. Okay. So, you know at the end of the movie, they get out, Mouth stuffs a bunch of jewels in his mouth, they get it all out, right? But Mikey somehow... Mikey stuffs his marbles, his marble bag full of gems,
okay.
Right? And at the end, he's emptying them into his hands.
Okay.
What would you rate this movie? If the movie rating is what is coming out of this marble bag, what's falling into your hands, bro? You have a scale of 1 to 10... whatever jewels you want.
Okay. I will give this movie three sapphires.
Three sapphires? Jesus Christ. You're right with that. Never mind. You're really far from what that guy said at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy nailed his review of what's in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't exactly what I pictured. Like, okay. After reading that, I'd have a lot more expectations to this movie.
Okay.
And it just did not meet that.
Okay. Now, when I think of adventure, I think of food, right? Because you're on an adventure, you gotta hunt some food.
Okay.
You're gonna kill a cow. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have some steak. Mm-hmm. What goes great with steak? Scalloped potatoes, right? And if you had...
I'm listening.
If you had a bowl of scalloped potatoes, okay, you got a scoop. Just a scoop. You're in the lunch line, and you got a scoop of scalloped potatoes. Au gratin, maybe. Nice. Right into the bowl. How would you rate this adventure? How many scalloped potatoes would you have in your bowl in relation to the adventure?
One to a bowl. One to a bowl? That's still not
There's 27 in a bowl.
Are you serious? Who know what? If anybody can actually tell me that that's true, please, please, for the love of God, send us something on @NerdyThursday at Twitter or our Facebook page @NerdyThursday, because I think that was bullshit.
It's actually true. I'm actually doing a podcast in about 3 hours on the same exact subject with Joe, who works at Foxwoods. He's with the Radical Retro Roundup, and I'm pretty sure he can place the odds on this. I'm pretty sure I may be looking pretty
good. So if I'm going to go from a 1 to 27...
Or a bowl.
Scalloped potatoes, because I want it to sound way more obscure. And 1 to 27 is way more obscure than 1 to a bowl, which is just kind of stupid. I'm going to give it... what's half of that?
13-ish?
Yeah. I'll give you 21 potatoes on the adventure.
That's a golf clap for Arnie Palmer.
Too soon.
It's never too soon.
All right, so since you rated this movie really, really high...
I did.
And we are coming down to our closing seconds, I want you to read the worst review that I could find on this movie.
All right, guys. This is the worst review, and it's coming from the Chicago Reader, who gave it 20 Metacritic scallops. Potatoes. He says... The usual Spielberg rhetoric about the sanctity of childhood and the beauty of dreams seems wholly facetious in this crass context, which even includes a commercial in the form of a rock video. Can I get a holla for Cyndi Lauper?
That's not in there.
For the tie-in merchandise. It does have a button for me to read the full review, but Mitch didn't hand it to me with that clicked, so that's all we're gonna get. And this review's about as shitty as Mitch's.
Well, with that being said, and so kindly, I enjoy your kind words, I think there's only two things left to say.
Suck it?
No, those are two words we could say.
Oh, okay.
But no, there's only two things left to say. First one is going to be Goonies never say die.
They never say die.
Until next Thursday, keep it nerdy.
Thank you all for joining us on our first Nerdy Thursday. We were able to talk about the Goonies, we were able to give each other shit, and hopefully able to entertain you guys, because that's why we're here. We're here for him, he's here for me, and we're here for your ears. And if you like what you hear, go find us on Facebook. You can just type in Nerdy Thursday. There's a picture of me and Mitch there just waiting for you. You can also find us on Twitter. Go to Twitter, we're @NerdyThursday. And we're really honestly just here to entertain you guys and have a good time while doing it. We say a lot of really crazy, stupid shit all the time, and we wish that we could take you guys with us wherever we go. We can't. This is second best. But, you know, come to these outlets and let us know what you like. Let us know what you want us to talk about. We'd love to do like we did in the pilot episode and do... you know, another grab bag. But instead of us putting in 6 ideas of our own, we use ideas that are coming from you guys. And then we'll cover it on the show. We're not going to agree on everything. We're probably going to get into a fight. We're going to say some really regretful things. But hey, you know, that's the whole point of doing this. Quick shout out to Cowabunga Breakfast for allowing us to use the song The Invention of Nerdy Thursday as our intro and outro. I think it really speaks volumes to what we do, our fun, and, you know, there's just, it puts a smile on my face every time I hear it. So hopefully you guys like it as well. If you want to hear more from him, go to cowabungabreakfast.bandcamp.com and, you know, support him. He's a pretty good guy. Until next time, stay nerdy.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not seven like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray. And they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel and cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the